The question was asked regarding certain minhagim, certain customs that Klal Yisrael seems to have embraced. Are they legitimate customs or not? The Rashbah writes in one of his Teshuvot that there is a concept of minhag nashim zekenot, of the custom of old ladies. And he says, do not be mizalzel with the customs of old ladies, even though you don't know the reason for them, that they must have a ta'am that goes way back. So the Be'er Moshe discusses two of these types of customs. And the question was asked to him. We see some people are careful not to walk over a baby or walk over a child. And if they walk over the child, they're told to walk backwards and go the other way. Now, is this a true concept or not? And he says, yes, this is a legitimate minhag, and there is a source to it, and it's legitimate. And he says the reason why they would do that was they would say if somebody walked over a child, then it would stop the child from growing. And therefore, they would walk back over him in order to take it away. It comes out according to this that on an adult who finished his growth cycle already, there would be no problem. It's specifically by children. So he says, this is minhag, which is okay. You don't have to stop it. Furthermore, he says, there was a minhag in Klal Yisrael to put a red string on the stroller of the child in order to protect it from ayin hara. He says, this also is a legitimate custom, and it has its sources that the Yisodot B'Harilei Kodesh, its foundation is in a holy place, and therefore, those that still today are wearing a red string or have this red string on the child, they wrap it around his wrist or on his shoulder, like we said, to protect him from ayin hara, this would be considered legitimate. So we learn from here an interesting rule that not every minhag is a legitimate minhag, and even minhagim have to be validated through the eyes of the halakha if we should accept them or not.